Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Net at Night with Sarah Lane and Leo Laporte, episode 91 for March 11th, 2009, Blip FM. Net at Night is brought to you by Audible. For your free audiobook and a whole lot more, visit audible.com/night, N-I-G-H-T. And by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your new account, go to squarespace.com/night. And by GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. For a free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting for your PC or Mac, visit GoToMeeting.com/night. It's time for Net at Night from Petaluma, California. I'm Leo Laporte.
And I'm Sarah Lane from sunny San Francisco, a far cry from our hailstorm last week.
Wow. Welcome back, Sarah. It's nice to have you. Sarah's been filling in for Amber while she's busy with the baby.
With little Connor.
Which means for the next 18 years, you'll be doing this show.
Yeah.
You know, this is,
work.
This is something that happens, I think, sometimes with new parents. They a little bit underestimate what it's how much work it is. Because Amber keeps saying, I'm going to come back. But I think she doesn't understand. She's really going to be working her tail off until Connor goes to college. And even then, she could be kind of busy.
And even then.
Don't you think,
right?
Lynette is kind of always watching you? Linnell, is always watching you and keeping an eye on you. And
are you kidding? She's everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't even have to tell her what services I join.
Yeah, see?
She knows.
A mother's work is never done.
It's not.
And you're like 21, so it could go on for a long time.
You could be
hosting this show forever.
You know what's funny? I just got an IM from a friend. This is sort of like breaking news. Net at Night breaking news. He's sitting on Muni, and Muni now has Wi-Fi access.
Whoa. That's the bus.
Public transportation service in San Francisco.
Wi-Fi on the bus in San Francisco. Just one more way. San Francisco's better than wherever you might live.
That's right. The buses suck, but they've got Wi-Fi.
They smell like urine, but you're on Lion. That's the new slogan.
I like
By the way, we smell like urine, but you're on Lion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Which bus do you take? Do you take a bus?
I take a train. Close to the newest line. It's called the T.
Oh, I didn't know. We didn't have a T when I was a boy.
Yo.
I used to take the N Judah.
Hmm? The T is the new line that they built into Bayview. So Bayview is now connected with the rest of the city, and it goes through Mission Bay, which is the new big
Willie
CSF
Brown's
sort of
big project.
Past the ballpark, and then goes through the Embarcadero and dumps
now,
it down.
Is it only on these light rails that they have the Wi-Fi, or are they on the buses as well?
Well, he didn't mention which bus he was on. He's now disconnected. But I know where he lives, and I don't think he's on a train. I think he's on a bus.
San Francisco, the first city in the world you can tweet from the bus.
I don't really understand how they...
I think they did it on purpose. I think... Biz and Evan were just talking about the fact that Gavin Newsom, the mayor of San Francisco, was in Twitter headquarters today. I think they made a deal so that you could tweet while you're bussing.
Well,
that should improve Muni's,
But you don't need. You can
tweet from anywhere with your phone. I know.
It's silly.
I do like it though.
I use my phone when it's inconvenient to use my laptop, but it's not one and the same. I prefer to use my laptop whenever I can.
Do you ever use Quick?
Yes, I have Quick on my iPhone.
You have Quick on your iPhone? How'd you get that? You got special treatment.
Yeah, I got special treatment.
It's not out yet, is it?
No. So you can download Quick through not the iTunes App Store, but another app store.
Cydia, if you've got a jailbreak.
If you've jailbroken your iPhone. Yeah. Now, I have not jailbroken my phone. It is just not something I've needed to do. Daniel Brew.
Daniel Brzezalowski, who also got me for the iPhone.
Yeah. He's great. He did me a favor and he said, you know, I want you to try it out. I want you to have fun with it. So I was lucky enough to, you know, be one of the first folks.
Oh, so you've had it for a while.
No. Well, not first as in you first. First as in before most people in the world. Oh, okay. No, it was just a couple of days ago. But the problem that I have with it, it's not the app itself. It's 3G. 3G blows, quite frankly. Yeah. I'm really unhappy with 3G.
Oh, yeah, but you're asking it to stream video. Come on.
Well, put up some towers, AT&T. Don't you have enough money by now? Sold a lot of iPhones. Come on.
I have to play you. David Prager tweeted a really great bit from Conan O'Brien. I think it was last night. Did you see this?
No, I don't stay up that late.
I think that this guy is a writer, a former writer for Conan. And let me see if I can find the link. But he's talking about how we are a little bit spoiled. Just a little bit spoiled.
Oh, yes, this clip. Yes, yes.
You've seen this clip before?
I posted on Tumblr.
Oh, you're way ahead of me.
Way ahead.
Those were simpler times.
Louis C.K. or Louis C.K.?
He's talking about the good old days. The first I'd heard of him.
Well, yeah, and I me too. And it turns out I think he's a writer for Conan. But anyway, listen a little bit here.
Times, I think. I just feel like we may be going back to that, by the way. But in a way, good. Because when I read things like the foundations of capitalism are shattering, I'm like, maybe we need that. Maybe we need some time where we're walking around with a donkey with pots clanging on the sides.
You think that would just bring us back to reality?
Yeah, because everything is amazing right now and nobody's happy. Like, in my lifetime, the changes in the world have been incredible. When I was a kid, we had a rotary phone. We had a phone that you had to stand next to, and you had to dial it.
Yes.
Do you realize how primitive? You're making sparks in a phone, and you actually would hate people with zeros in their numbers because it was more...
Right.
Like, oh, this guy's got two zeros. Screw that guy. Why do I want to... And then if they called and you weren't home, the phone would just ring lonely by itself. And then if you wanted money, you had to go in the bank. It was open for like 3 hours, you had to stay in line, write yourself a check like an idiot. And then when you ran out of money, you just go, well, I can't do any more things now.
Those were the good old days. We are so spoiled.
It's true. I love the later on in the clip, he calls people out for, you know, they'll complain that they had the worst day ever because their flight was delayed. You know, like, my flight was delayed for an hour. And then we had to sit on the plane, just sitting there, you know, and he's kind of like, and these people are forgetting that they're about to participate in the miracle of flight. They're going to fly through the air.
5 hours.
Go to another country.
To Europe. And and it took, you know, it took 6 months and you almost died doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're complaining because you can't sit the seat back more than 2 months.
Scurvy on the boat trying to get to the new world. Exactly.
People going from Providence, Rhode Island to San Francisco, sometimes they died and had to eat each other on the way. And you're complaining because the food's so bad on the airplane.
And, you know, it was a funny clip, but it was very true.
It was too true. That was what was sad about it.
It's very true. And, you know, I laughed at the plane part, but that's totally me. I'm totally guilty of feeling extremely put out because my flight was delayed an hour or two and everything's messed up in my life and I've got to reschedule but it is important to keep things in perspective, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hey, you found this really cool service and I'm just really excited about it. I can't wait to try it, called Blip FM. We're going to talk a little bit about Blip FM with its founder, Jeff Yasuda. It's kind of Twitter for music files, I guess.
Very much a Twitter for music. In a simple sense, it's short messaging your friends, but it's all about music and streaming it. It's pretty cool.
All right. Well, before we do that, I do want to talk about our friends at audible.com. audible.com/night. That's the site to go to get a free book. Now, what you'll be doing is you'll be signing up for the gold account. That's one book a month. For a lot of people, that's enough. I'm a platinum account guy because I need 2 books a month. But there are some wonderful, wonderful books on here. And I'm looking for books that Sarah Lane might like because I'm working on getting you into Audible. And I've got one from His Holiness, the Dalai Lama.
Yay! I love him.
He's such a nice guy.
And you know what? Kudos to him for Free Tibet.
Free Tibet, baby.
I'm going to say. Yeah.
His book, Becoming Enlightened, is one of the classics. He's written quite a few, and many of them, by the way, are on, you know, he may not really be on Twitter, but he's definitely on audible.com. In fact, he narrates some of them. You know, he's got such a cute little voice and laugh.
He's adorable. He's adorable, and he writes eloquently.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He's everything he writes, I go, I love this. It's wonderful.
This is the
it makes me happy.
The Dalai Lama in America, Cultivating Compassion. We'll listen a little bit just to because I think everyone needs to be more compassionate, especially Net at Night listeners, because you guys are sons of. Oh, it's in Tibetan.
Well, that's unhelpful.
Is that really? Is it in Tibetan? I think maybe it gets to be in English a little bit later on. Does he speaks English, right?
I would, of course, yes.
You know, I have some other stuff because you're into Buddhism. Do you know Jack Kornfeld?
No.
Oh, you should know him. He runs Spirit Rock, which is just out our way. It is.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I know
Spirit
about
Rock.
Spirit Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He has written a series of books. He teaches meditation out there. He is one of the most wonderful, enlightened guys in the world. Also down to earth. And he's got a book called Buddhism for Beginners. This is the one I would give my kids to kind of understand
the fundamentals
of it. He also has a meditation for beginners. These are really great. And Jack,
I could use that
you got to meditate. Do you not meditate? You got to meditate.
I try, but I never feel like I'm doing it right, I guess.
Sometime you got to go to Spirit Rock. And I'll take you there if you want. And you go and they do lectures on Thursday night and they teach you how to meditate during the lecture. And it's beautiful. And you meditate. It's the best meditating you've ever done. Here's Jack Kornfeld, Meditation for Beginners. This would be good for you. I'm prescribing this.
Even at the end of life, the song of this child, now as an old man or woman, is sung for the last time as villagers gather around and say their last words.
Now they have this on higher quality format. This is a little bit lower quality format, but it's quite beautiful. Highly recommend this. Put this together with the beginners, the guide to Buddhism from the Dalai Lama. And man, you see, this is the kind of stuff, the kind of wonderful stuff you can get. Not just Buddhism. There's Bible study on here. You can listen to the Bible. There are actually about 20 different versions of that. I think
how long would that take?
It's a big book.
Not as big as some of them.
Not a big, and they have the Charlton Heston reading it. If you want,
who else can read the Bible?
Yeah, well, there's various. You know, there's different ones. There's a lot of different ones. Gregory Peck, he has a good Bible on here. So you can, and let me tell you, when you're in a car,
Morgan Freeman to read the Bible to me.
I think there is a Morgan Freeman.
Really?
There's an Angela Bassett.
Okay. Okay. Isn't that wrong that I was thinking that men had to read the Bible to me?
No.
I don't even think I would have thought of a woman.
Do you think God is a guy with a beard?
No.
Okay, good.
Sure don't.
She does not have a beard.
Well, Angela, you're as good as you've got a voice. Get to it. I must.
The point being, I tell you what, you're in the car. You got a little road rage going on. You're angry. You're shaking your fist at the guy who just cut you off. No, that's not good for you. That's not good. It elevates your blood pressure. Steam comes out of your ears. You put this Dalai Lama on. He talks to you. He laughs. And suddenly you just relax. You're relaxing. You're calming down.
Your heart gets happy again.
You're not in a hurry to get anywhere. You don't mind. No. You said, in fact, Jack Kornfeld says this. He says, we can find time to meditate in our life. He says, next time you're at a stoplight, meditate.
Yeah,
you got 30
just
seconds.
Pay attention.
Yeah, but just don't keep your eyes closed because you got to make sure you go when it's green.
I think that as simple, you know, people I'm sure are saying, well, yeah, of course, everybody should try to be less road ragey. But it is more than just it's something that you have to be really conscious of all the time, don't you?
Oh, I get angry. But I'm telling you, Audible is the cure for road rage. I do not go for a long drive without at least three or four books on my Audible, on my iPhone or the iPod, because I've got to listen. Hundreds of devices, by the way, Zune, Kindle, 51,000 books, all kinds, anything you need. I love Audible. I know you're going to love it. Try it free right now. Go to audible.com/night. We thank them so much for putting together such a great library and for supporting Net at Night. I think Jeff's on the line. You ready to talk to Jeff about Blip FM?
Very excited because it's my new thing, Blip FM.
So Jeff Yasuda is on the line from Blip FM. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
What is Blip FM?
What is Blip FM? So Blip FM is a social music DJ service, and we've been dubbed Twitter for Music. Which I think is a pretty good description, because we put together sort of the, call it the, you know, the web 2.0. I hate using the word sometimes, but the web 2.0 paradigm of microblogging with music discovery.
It definitely seems like, you know, it's so funny, Jeff, because as you may know, I'm a very new user, and, you know, I signed up, oh gosh, I don't know, 3 days ago. And my first reaction was, oh my gosh, it's Twitter for Music. But it wasn't just like, oh, it's Twitter for Music. It kind of makes sense because, you know, with Twitter, it's like there's so many things that people could talk about. But with Blip, it's kind of condensed so that we're all at least talking about the subject of music. And I find that very refreshing because, you know, it keeps you all focused because Twitter's all over the place.
Yeah, and it's a great comment. I mean, I think I think a lot of it is, you know, music, as you know, particularly music discovery is inherently social. And what's fun about Blip is that the music itself becomes part of one's social soundtrack. So when you actually blip, you know, making a comment about a band, maybe not even making a comment about a band, that actual choice of song that you picked becomes part of that social interaction.
Right.
And so it's really fun. I mean, exactly as you put it, maybe in some ways it kind of keeps, in this case, a Twitter-like model focused on one thing that people can gravitate around.
And I mean, obviously Blip is, well, it's new to me, but it's not new. You've been around for a while. And it must be kind of interesting to see, you know, the way that the Twitter community kind of, we've all gotten used to the little, you know, the little, you know, the retweets and the way that we sort of talk to each other imply, it seems to have crossed over to Blip. Is that something that you had never expected? You know, the re-bleep, I guess you would call it.
Yeah. You know, Twitter has been a great partner for us for a lot of different reasons. You know, we obviously provide a lot of content to Twitter. They obviously provide a lot of traffic to us. You know, we launched the product on its own server in the July timeframe, and you know, it's been really cool to kind of see our growth, quite honestly, scale as Twitter's growth scales. And you know, there's been there was a recent study that was actually done where these guys actually got access to millions of tweets, and what's kind of interesting is we were the number two most referred URL from an application company right after TwitPic. And, you know, so we're a young company. I mean, don't get me wrong. We've been, you know, call it 7-8 months or so, but, you know, on the Blip product, but, it's certainly been a lot of fun, and it's been fun to see, you know, people pick us up and start using us.
So Leo, what do you think about this whole Blip thing? Do you listen to enough music to be able to have a social network where you're tweeting about music?
I don't know. See, as an old guy, I don't know if this is going to be, end up being useful to me or not. I've just put together a Blip FM station featuring three of my favorite artists, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, and the Scorpions.
Well, and, I like those.
And so I'm going to say search, and now it's going to build my personal station, and it's a kind of a nice mix of singers, songwriters, and death metal. And then I'm going to press OK, and now what happens? So now this is my personal station and my homepage, and now I'm going to listen to music.
But see, the thing is, Leo, what you got to do is, like, for example, add me as your tweet.
Wait, I'm going to pause this, because somehow I can't be right. But apparently, if you put Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, and the Scorpions together, you get Stevie Nicks. Is that supposed to happen, Jeff? Is that...
So, Yeah, great, great. that's actually hilarious. I mean, most people's music tastes, as you know, are very, very eclectic.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of how
that was a little too eclectic, apparently.
It's all good. In fact, you know, oftentimes when I ask people to input three of their favorite bands or whatever, it takes them about, you know, 15 minutes just to fill out one box. But in any event, you know, part of it, you know, I guess just as one point of differentiation, you know, a lot of the collaborative filtering technologies out there, similar to what Pandora and Last.fm use, to mention a few, you know, a lot of it is fundamentally, a lot of the other guys are fundamentally based upon trying to find you pretty much just the right content. Now, obviously, that's important to us, but we're much more about finding you the right people that share your tastes in music.
Well, the funny thing is, I actually like that Stevie Nicks song. So you did it right. I don't know. And so now, okay, so I've got a list. I'm looking here. Now I have, this is my chief twit, and it looks like Twitter, and it's getting a lot of people on it. And these are people who kind of share my interests. Is that the idea?
Exactly. Exactly.
And so, also, Leo, if you add me, just blip.fm/Sarah Lane, you can add me as a favorite DJ, and then you see everything that I'm bleeping about as well, so we can like share music back and forth throughout the day.
So
which
I've been
doing.
I'm going to add her to my favorites.
I'm going to add you.
Now I see you have 90 props and 175 listeners. What's that all about, Jeff? What are the props?
That's great. That's great. So props are kind of our version of a social currency, and you know, basically you can give props or points to people at the per blip. At the per blip level. So if you like the song, if you like the commentary in the blip, you can click on that little thumbs up on the right hand side of the screen and give somebody a point.
Ah, I see.
And what's really cool about it is that, you know, people start accumulating these points. People work their butt off to try to get their props, their number of props up. And again, it's just part of trying to keep Blip FM totally engaging, trying to keep people excited to come back. You know, I still get a rush when I, you know, wake up every morning and see, you know, I got 20 new followers, or I got, you know, 5 new props for, you know, for several different songs.
Now, I only get the 9 props, it says. How do I get more props?
So you can... through a couple of different ways. One, it's basically a merit-based form of currency.
Oh, no wonder I have so few props.
So we start you out with 10. Yeah. And one of the things in this current economic situation is we've been careful not to to inflate our currency. So we make you work for it. If you blip 10 times, you get a prop point in your bank to give to somebody else. You know, if obviously if somebody likes your taste and gives you a prop, you get a prop point in your bank. And we make the two very different. You know, there's props that you can earn to give to other people, and later on, as you can imagine, exchange for other things that we have planned. And then obviously, you know, just as a form of, you know, as a way to kind of track, you know, how influential am I as a DJ? How good of a DJ am I? This is sometimes a pretty good indication. A lot of people will often look at their prop to blip ratio. So if you have more props out there than blips, chances are, other people are showing up saying, hey, this DJ's got good taste.
You know,
I feel pretty good about it then, because I got 91
you
got props.
You're propified. Well, 90, and then I added one, which doesn't really count because I have no idea what I did.
Well, you know what's kind of nice is I have quite a few listeners because I've been talking about it on Twitter, but I'm following 10 people. They're all people that I know. And, and you know, because I'm kind of using the Twitter model so far. And what's nice is that what I've been doing is I get to work in the morning, and there's so many ways that you can listen to stations. You know, if you don't want to, you know, use your own iTunes library, you know, I've kind of done that Pandora thing, and this is a new way for me.
I really like this. Yeah.
To kind of have my friends just throw music at me. So what I do is I press play, and it'll, you know, Blip will, based on, you know, my friend's stream, it'll just go from one song to the next. If I don't like a song, I can skip it, you know, or I can pause. I mean, you can't toggle through the song itself, but for the most part, the people that I am friends with, you know, I like their stuff for the most part. And so I'm having a lot of fun giving people props and having people re-bleep my songs. And yeah, I've been doing like an 80s theme. It's kind of fun. It's like if you're into music, you know, we're all music people. And Jeff, I'm sure you know all about this. Music people, you know, we kind of get bored listening to the same old stuff. And we, you know, we're constantly trying to find these creative ways to entertain ourselves with, you know, our favorite music and figuring out about other people's music. At least the people I hang with anyway.
Jeff, where does the music come from? I mean, is it not my music? It's from your collection.
Like the, it's like the Seek Pod, isn't it?
Exactly. So right now, what we're using is a third-party search service called Screamer, which goes out, similar to SeekPod, and goes out and finds the available MP3s on the web. I should obviously just mention, as you can imagine, I'm in, and I can't go into too much detail, but I am in discussions with all four of the major labels. You know, it's a lengthy process. You just got to kind of go through those negotiations. But they are obviously fully aware of what we're doing. You know, we're partnered with them. We're working to partner with them on marketing some of their artists and helping to get the word out on some of the new releases that they have. But, you know, again, part of it is, you know, the whole content question, you know, obviously fundamentally raises a couple things that, you know, startups that play in the music mainstream space have to think about. I mean, my largest, you know, cost of goods sold, if you will be my content costs. And so, you know, there's things that I really have to think about as a guy trying to run an internet business that I can actually and hopefully make more revenues to cover my content costs and eventually be profitable.
So, you know, you have a link to sell to buy the song. Presumably the music industry like that. But I also think that they probably don't like SeekPod, and they don't like the idea that these are MP3s just sitting on the net that somebody's playing back. Do you expose the URL so that I could just download it from? I mean, is there any way I can get that song without paying for it?
Yeah, so there, you know, and again, part of what Screamer does is that it does provide the links. And if you actually look at the bottom left-hand corner of your browser, you will see where that particular MP3 is being streamed from. So technically, it is, you know, it is possible to go to that URL and actually find that MP3. But again, these are MP3s that are being hosted everywhere.
So the record industry says there's nothing we can do about it. What one would hope that people would say, hey, I really like that Stevie Nicks song. I'm going to buy it, not I'm going to just download it from that link
That's
I see in the status bar on my browser.
That's right. Yeah.
Now,
That's right.
Are you I noticed that the buy MP3 links, at least for me, are, you know, they're all Amazon. Is that just your store of choice? Do people have their own choice if they don't want to use Amazon?
Yeah, we're, you know, we used Amazon really as kind of the initial storefront to plug into. They have a really nice API that we could connect to. You know, clearly, you know, down the road, you know, the plan is to open this up really to any store that the user wants to, you know, wants to buy their music. You know, we are going to be launching, as you can imagine, our iPhone app fairly soon, and clearly that app is going to have links to the iTunes store. But, you know, part of it, you know, quite honestly, as we work with independent artists, one of the services that we provide to them is really to allow these artists to link to any storefront. So, for example, if you are an actual copyright holder, we'll let you upload your music. You have to go through kind of a process that we screen, but then you can actually provide specific links to whatever storefront that you want to sell. So it might be on your own website where you get all the margins. It could be on iTunes because you don't want to be bothered with an e-commerce type of situation. But at the end of the day, it was built to be flexible. But today we only provide the Amazon link.
So I just wanted to add a song to my Blip, because I haven't blipped a song. So I did a search, and it shows me a list of all the songs that match. I can preview it. And then if I like it, I can blip it, just like a tweet. It's 140 characters. I can press OK.
How we differentiate from Twitter is we use 150. So
oh,
we
well, there you
more.
Go. Thank you so much. And does that include the song title or not?
It does not include the song.
Oh, dude,
title.
So I'm rocking out. Okay. And now it's playing my song. And this is it, baby. Yeah. And if the music industry doesn't mind it, I'm going to keep playing.
Lead your life of danger.
It's my secret fantasy, baby.
Actually, just one thing to point out that that you'll see at the top of your screen. We're always trying to do things to keep that social, you know, that social process interactive. So there we introduce six other DJs that
I'm not the only one. I love it. Look. Wow. So now I could then go to their, this is really the community part of it. I can now go to their stream and see what else they like and discover new music. And, you know, I love Pandora. I love it. But a computer is never going to do as good a job as real people.
You got it. You got it.
Now I'm sorry I put the Scorpions in that mix because I've really thrown it off. Can I edit my preferences?
You can go back and you can delete blips that you've done. But part of it and part of the social sort of self-policing element of blip is that when you blip, you know, you got to be careful not to blip songs that you don't like because that helps define you as an individual. So
this is fun. This is really fun. And, you know, I think you've hit on something because music is social. People want to share music.
Totally.
And, you know, you see it all the time with all these little scripts that put the song you're listening to in your iTunes playlist into your tweets and your emails and everywhere else. But this is a much more organized way to do it. So can it go through my iTunes playlist, for instance, and pick stuff out for me? Or do I have to do it manually?
You have to do it manually. And effectively, your blip list becomes your, your playlist. But it's dynamic. It's always changing. And we don't interface with iTunes, but we do interface with Audio Scrabbler, which, as you know, is part of Last.fm.
Which is huge. I have to say, I was so excited when I read that when I was signing up, because one of the things I don't like about certain places I listen to online is that it's not scrabbling to my Last.fm profile, and I really like to keep good stats on my music usage.
Yeah.
So that was like, I was like, yes, good, finally, people are talking to each other. So that's awesome.
Cool.
Well, you mentioned Scrabbler. I'm going to have to bring up the privacy issue because I think falsely, but TechCrunch accused Last.fm of sharing the Scrabbler information with the law enforcement or the record industry, I guess.
Right.
What's your privacy?
They vehemently denied.
They vehemently denied. And you know what? I believe them because I think the vehemence of their denial was so strong it's convinced me. And it was just it was an unsourced rumor. It was bogus to begin with. But what is your privacy policy on this information? Because you're collecting a lot of information about a lot of people's music.
Sure. You know, we kind of view, again, as I mentioned, music becomes your social soundtrack. I mean, quite honestly, every blip is that you've ever, quote unquote, published is live in your blip list. So, you know, from that perspective, I should just say it is a public list. Everyone can see it. And part
right.
of that, quite honestly, that's kind of the point, you know. Leo, you mentioned a great comment before that, you know, music is social, you know, that interaction and what makes ideally something like this more compelling than an algorithmic solution than a Pandora, for example, is that it's being powered by people. And, you know, and let me give you an example. This is actually hilarious. I had a barbecue, you know, call it 5 months ago. And, I got on blip and keep in mind, you're always subject to, you know, potentially some other, you know, blipper out there just taking over, you know, DJing to you. But I set up a session.
I love that idea though.
And basically what I had is I announced to folks, hey, you know, I want to go after this funk theme. I'm having a barbecue. And I had people from, you know, Boston, Florida, San Francisco,
so cool.
a couple buddies of mine that happened to be on saying, hey, you know, wish we could have been there. And they started DJing to my party.
Oh,
and,
I love
yeah,
that.
Sure.
I love
they started,
that.
You know, to screw with me. They, you know,
that's
put
a
some
great idea.
That, yeah, it was cool. It was cool. It was a total interactive multi DJ party. And so people.
And then you want to put up a screen that shows the blips as they come in. You, that's great.
Now, just a little.
And it is kind of nice that we have a character limit. I mean, I've gotten so used to it with Twitter, and as more and more people sort of realize that they don't have to go on and on in paragraph form, music is one of those things that's like, yeah, maybe you've got a few adjectives, but you like the song or you don't. You know, you
totally.
Like it, you have a sentence, you put it up there. Yeah, that's it.
So did you do the screen, Jeff?
I'm sorry?
Did you put up the screen at the party of the blips?
You know, I didn't. Like, people would just kind of walk by and say, oh, what's that? What's going on? But actually, you know, maybe a little sneak peek here, and I can't really go into too much detail, but imagine having this set up on a giant screen at a
South
big festival.
South by South
you got
somewhere.
Yeah, at a big festival near you. you know, whereby you have people on their iPhone apps, you know, basically going to different stages, checking out bands, making short little posts about bands they like or hate. They all aggregate to a giant real-time screen that everyone can see. You know, I think there's some cool possibilities.
Is there an iPhone app?
So there is a prototype that I can send you if you send me something. But we hope to be launching that shortly.
And also now, if you sign up for it, it'll tweet for you too. So I blipped, but I also tweeted. And I like it because it puts a little music note next to my... and it sources it at Blip FM, so people know that I've actually posted now a song on Blip FM.
Right.
And what other famous tweeters? Somebody said Stephen Fry is a Blip FMer.
Yes. I mean, we have a whole range of you know, bands, bloggers from, you know.
I hear Sarah Lane's on there.
She is as of 3 days ago.
I love her. I'm going
to
follow her.
I know.
Her.
I feel bad. I'm so late to the game because this is just my kind of a thing. I just love it. But better late than never, you know, yep. Blip FM. Now, do you have problems with people going Last FM, Blip TV? Where is it? Ping?
Yeah, you're kind of in between Blip TV and Last FM. That's right.
You know, I have to say that half the time I write Ping FM and then I go, where am I? Oh, yeah, wrong one.
Right. Yeah, for the record, we are not affiliated with the Blip TV guys. We get that a lot. You know, they're good folks, but totally different companies. Mm-hmm.
Jeff, this is so cool. Now, I see on the settings that one of the things I can do is choose to be part of a beta program. What other cool features am I going to get now that I'm a Blip FM-er and I've said yes to your cutting edge stuff?
Yeah, you know, I think the guys, and actually, you know, I do want to mention one thing here is, you know, that my two engineers, Ian White and Ryan Downing, are just, I mean, they're amazing dudes. We have two guys that have built this thing, along with another developer, Aaron Sarkissian. And I got to be dead honest with you. You know, my engineers came up with the idea. This had nothing to do with us knuckleheaded management types in our ivory towers. You know, the guys that were coding, you know, we always encouraged them to do things on the side. They came up with the concept and basically sold Brian on me on the idea. And we said, Jesus, this is great. Let's go for it. And so Ian, Ryan, you know, Aaron, they're always thinking about sort of new things and they're always trying things out, experimenting. And sometimes, quite honestly, we fall flat on our faces, but sometimes they introduce cool little, you know, features that end up becoming part of the long-term Blip. And, you know, so here in this case, you know, they're just reaching out to folks that are, you know, ideally power users or want to become power users to get their feedback early.
I'm loving this, I have to say.
It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Addictive.
Sarah, thanks for turning me on to it. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. There's only one song that I can't find yet, and it's new. It's a new Killers song. So
that's probably going to happen sometimes, too, because nobody's put that up online.
Exactly.
What do you use? Do you use SeekPod? Is that what you said as your search engine?
We don't use SeekPod. We use a different service called Screamer.
That's what you said, Screamer. Okay.
Which is, I mean, it's if people are familiar with SeekPod, it's similar, isn't it?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Screamer, get that killer song up so I can be the belle of the ball.
I am loving this. This is awesome. Jeff Yasuda, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for switching
around your meetings so we could talk today. I really appreciate it.
It's all good. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully that was helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, fantastic. Yeah.
Jeff Yasuda, cool. Blip FM.
Hi, Jeff.
Good times, guys. Bye.
It's good. Take care.
There's so many music services, obviously there's so many music services, but the simplicity of this, especially if you're familiar with the whole Twitter thing, you know, and I'm sure, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, they get to use the Twitter comparison and that's helpful for people to understand how Blip works. But I'm sure at some point they're going to be like, okay, we're not Twitter, we're different. But since people are so used to this short form way of communicating and connecting with your friends and following people and having favorites and everything, it's really going to work to their advantage. I have to admit, I haven't added anybody that I don't know yet. But then again, I did that with Twitter for a while too. And then I kind of got comfortable and let the guard down a little bit.
Well, I know, you know, for instance, I could feed it my friend feed list and it would then say, yeah. Of the people you have in friend feed, these people are already on Blip FM. So it's pretty easy to kind of start seeding anyway.
Right.
I'm digging it. And then eventually, you know, you're going to say, hey, these people like those Killers songs. I like that Killers song. I should follow them probably, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song.
What's
Jake Shima Kabura Bukura, while my guitar gently weeps. So I like this song, right? So now I could add it to my list. I can re-blip it.
You just blip it.
I could bookmark and share it.
Because re-blipping would be, you know, like a retweet.
Right. Or I can prop him.
Yeah. Oh, I see. It was somebody else's.
Yeah, it's not mine. Yeah, so I re-blip it. I re-blip it.
Well, I guess re-bleep isn't catching on. I said it and Jeff kind of went, no, it's blip.
I know how he feels. Whatever. I don't like people calling tweets twits either, you know?
It's the same rule I was thinking, you know? Yeah. Twitter, tweet, blip, bleep.
Bleep. I think, so. I think, you know, there's nothing you can do about it if people start using that.
Exactly. Well, it's like we were talking about last week that Twitter, or were we talking? I was talking to somebody about it last week that Twitter was really never meant for at replying.
No, they added that later because everybody insisted.
People just started sort of doing that. It just sort of became part of the experience. And now I always feel so bad because I send all my tweets to Facebook and all my Facebook friends, a lot of them don't use Twitter, especially high school friends. They don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I mean, they have no idea.
They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. Let them, you know, we can't just be drugged down by our Luddite friends.
These kids from Sebastopol, it could be years.
Well, they'll just have to survive.
I know.
So you've got more links. Before we get to more of those links from the lovely lane. I've got a couple to throw in, too. I do want to mention Squarespace. You're using it for your blog. They're great.
You know it.
I've been just playing with it like crazy. You could try it for free by going to squarespace.com/night, N-I-G-H-T, and that'll take you to a Squarespace trial page where you can sign up or use the coupon code night to save 10% if you decide to be a part of it. But you get to do it for free for 2 weeks. I'd say just do it for free. Beautiful. And I think it's unfair to really say blog because it's more than that. I mean, they've got photo galleries, just gorgeous.
And they use Lightbox, which is awesome.
Yeah, that is a very, you know, if you've never had Lightbox working, you can click on the photo and then it kind of brings it out in a Lightbox. You can really look at it zoomed out.
Yeah, it's very sort of, it's a sort of thing professional photographers have been using, but I've never really had a good opportunity to do it. I even put up a little photo album on my blog trying to make, they're stupid. They're just like cute vanity pictures of myself. But I have to say that once you launch Lightbox and you're clicking through, they all look really nice. So
let me go to your blog then, and then we'll take a look at some Lightboxifying.
If you look through the little tabs, you know, just above my post area, it says, I think it says photos.
Photos. Yeah, there it is. So this was all done. Now this is hosted, so you don't have to do any coding or anything. It's on their server. So if you see
you just
picture,
upload the picture and it's there.
And then I click on her picture and then it lightboxes it, which means it goes to a dark background and zooms in. This is for, by the way, beautiful picture. That's great.
Thanks.
So this makes it as easy as possible for people to show pictures. I was using SmugMug. I think I'm just going to move everything over here. The hosting is done. They have this very smart Java virtual machine that allows you, as it gets busier, now everybody's gone to your site. Now, this is actually a good test. Everybody's looking at pictures on Sarah's site because we're doing the show
now
live.
I wish I had more.
Yeah. But
once you get started, it's so hard to stop.
It hasn't slowed it down. Look at this. It's coming in pretty good. This is great. That's great. So your site is sarahlane.com.
Yes,
but if
that's
you
right.
go to squarespace.com/night, they have a lot of examples. There's Kevin Rose's site. Mark Echo uses it. Now, look, I mean, this guy
His
is a designer.
His site is really nice.
I mean, this shows you what you can do. Squarespace does not tie you down. Yeah, they have great templates to start. Are you using a stock template or did you customize it quite a bit?
It's a custom. It's not too, I don't want to say it's not too far off from one of the basic templates because Kristen, the designer, really did work with me a lot because I'm a perfectionist and I'm really annoying and nitpicky. boy, she made some changes. I know she just wanted to say, shut up, but she did it.
That was very nice of her.
It really was.
Very nice of her. Squarespace, you can try it, squarespace.com/NIGHT. By the way, and I think this is very important for anybody who wants to try it out, they have an import and an export tool. And that goes from Blogger, from a TypePad, from WordPress. So I've got a WordPress blog. Easy as pie to get all of my posts, including all my comments in there, and try it for 2 weeks and then move it right back out if you decide not to stick around. They really believe in data, both import and export. It's got to be flexible for you. There's a form builder. There's Google Maps. There's a search engine optimizer built in. Complete permissions for multi-author blogs. Drag and drop Ajax. I should show you a little bit of the design interface. It's so cool.
You know, you mentioned the in and the out, you know, them believing that you should be able to take your content anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of other services will say the same thing. But I know when I was, right around the time I, you know, was familiar with Squarespace, I wanted to leave TypePad. And it wasn't that they were doing anything wrong. I had my reasons. You know, I just kind of wanted to do something different. You know, moving from TypePad to WordPress can be a real pain in the you-know-what.
Yeah.
Because file extensions, the way that WordPress treats them is different than TypePad. So I was looking at all these tutorials, and there are a bunch online. I would have figured it out, but it was going to be a big hassle.
Yeah.
And I knew that it was, so I kept dragging my feet, and months were going by. You know how you just, it's like you know it's going to take your whole weekend, and then some, and you just don't do it. So, you know, with this, I was really able to avoid all of that, and that's huge, because our time is precious. You know, I like tinkering around with the internet, but I don't like beating my head into the table over and over because my blog isn't exporting correctly.
Give it a shot. Squarespace.com/night.
That's correct.
We've been very happy with them, and you don't even need a credit card to try it out. Free for 2 weeks, and get 10% off if you use the NIGHT coupon code when you sign up. So let's get to some more picks of the week.
Yeah.
You got a lot of links on here.
I do.
We talked about South by Southwest. You're going to go down there, huh?
I am officially going, and I think we talked about it last week or the week before, and you were telling me about some possible road trip. I guess that's not happening.
I don't think Jason Calacanis wanted to get a bus.
Yeah.
And we looked into it. It would have been $5,000 from each of us, and we could have slept 12 and driven down, but it's too late now. I don't think we're going to make it.
Yeah,
you know
you
what?
Really
are you ready for a terrible revelation? I've never been to South by Southwest. I've always wanted to go.
That surprises me because these are your people.
I know.
Well, they're our people, but
well,
they're very
I
much
know.
Your people.
And, you know, I hear about it, and Amber's been down 2 years in a row and would report back. And, you know, Tom Merritt asked me twice to be on a panel about TV that he was going to do. And I was scheduled for it, and I bailed on it. And both times because of scheduling, and it's just too hard for me. So I'm not going to be able to do it again this year, but will you report back from it for us?
Of course.
That would be the best solution is if you would just say, hey, maybe now when is it? Are you going to be there next Tuesday?
I leave this Friday in three days.
Okay.
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I come back on Tuesday. And you know, I really screwed up because Tuesday just happens to be a very important holiday for us Irish people.
Uh-huh. Are you Irish?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I didn't know.
Sarah Lane?
Come on. Oh, is it O-Lane, really? And it was changed?
It was an O-Lane with a G-H. That's right.
Oh, O-L-A-N-G-H?
It was O-L-A-I. G-H-N. Olain.
Wow. Olach.
Yeah. I know. And then we said, let's make it a four-letter word.
So what clan are you of?
We are county...
Irish people don't do clans. That's Scottish people. What county are you from?
We're from county... starts with an M. God, I'm such a bad Irish girl right now. Mom, are you online?
Mom. Lynette, what county are we from?
County.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. You do look Irish now that I think you really look like an Irish lassie.
An Irish lass.
You do have that look there.
Proud and Irish. Don't like whiskey, though.
That's okay.
Don't like whiskey.
That's okay. Not all Irish people love brown liquor. So have fun at South by Southwest. Report back to us. Did you get a hotel?
Well, you know, David Prager.
Yeah.
David Prager is one of those people who just knows random people throughout the world.
Yeah.
It's just that guy. He's got a friend who lives, coincidentally, about two doors down from the conference center.
Oh, cool.
And she's going to be in Europe. And so she said, here, Prager, would you like my keys?
Little does she know what she's got herself into. You're going to have all of Revision 3 is going to be living there.
Well,
Dignation's going to be there live.
Dignation will be there live.
Totally Rad Show is going to be doing a show live.
Are they?
I think so.
Oh, that's good. That's fun. I've never seen them actually do a show, even when I was working at Revision 3, because they were always shooting in Los Angeles and I was here. So that would be cool.
You look like, I know who you look like.
Who?
Saint Bernadette.
Ooh,
you do. You look like Saint Bernadette. Wasn't she, did she burn her at the stake or something bad happened to her?
Bernadette?
Maybe that's just from the name.
So
Revision 3 is going to have a big presence there.
Revision 3 is going to have a big presence there. There'll be, Prager's having a few of us crash at his friend's house. Thanks, Michelle, by the way. I hope you know I'm coming. And I think Revision 3, those folks rented a condo or something. I mean, the thing about South by Southwest, and I really have sat on this decision much longer than I needed to and ended up paying more for airfare than I needed to because I couldn't decide if I really wanted to go. You know, do I really want to go? Because I was denied a press pass and I was very upset about that. I felt so slighted. And the problem is if I don't go, not only am I just sort of jealous because that's all anyone's going to be talking about on Twitter for 4 days and blah, blah, blah. But the panels are really good.
No, it's going to be great.
It's really the best,
it's be
in
great.
My opinion. I get more out of that conference.
Oh, and everybody's there. And, I'm so jealous.
There. Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
I've got some idols, some tech, or internet idols that I can probably run into and have a conversation with.
Who is your internet idol? Who would you like to meet?
Okay, well, this is really... this is a really obvious answer because she's a lot of people's idols. But Heather Armstrong of Deuce, I would kill to meet her.
Deuce, yeah.
And I would buy her a beer, except that she's pregnant, so screw with that.
This can be two deuces. That's double deuce.
Double deuce.
Double deuce.
So it'll be really fun, and I wish you were going, but I will, I don't know, I'll bring you back some Texas barbecue or something.
By the time I get to go, it'll be like a Burning Man. It'll be already over, and it'll be like the tourists are there, and it's not a... I have friends from Petaluma who are showing their movie. They won a Crystal Bear Award at the Berlin Film Festival, and their movie will be showing at South by Southwest. And they've got a house. I could stay with them if I got down there. And I have been invited to see, just go to the screening of the movie. And I really wish I could. That's not, though, I don't know if that's interactive. I think it's in between the two festivals.
No, actually, I think, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, I think film and interactive are concurrent.
Are they the same time? Okay.
And then music comes after, because music is really the biggie.
Right. That's how it started. It was a big music festival.
It's how it started, yeah. It's so weird, isn't it, that Austin became this hotbed? I mean, really, for the little bands. You get Austin City Limits, and then South by Southwest is even... I mean, in my opinion, even more smaller bands, because I was at ACL last September, I guess it was, and there's some really big bands there. It's not unknowns.
Yeah.
If it ever was, it certainly isn't now. But it's unfortunate that I can't stay for the whole thing, but, we all
I think Blip FM is going to be a big part of that. All of the Austin bands.
I really liked his barbecue story, by the way. That is a really fun way to build a playlist. Yeah. Especially from people who aren't around. So, hey, you heard about this whole Dropio. Dropio's going real time.
Tell me what that means. I don't understand it. I'm a big Dropio fan. We interviewed Dropio on Net at Night when they first started up. And I have two Dropio accounts, both paid. We've used it. It's been very handy for transferring files. Dropio... DROP.io. You sign up. It's free. You can create an account and you can use it to transfer files. They have, it's smart about the media. So if it's a picture, it'll show the picture. If it's a video, they'll show the video. If it's music, they'll play the music. You could use it for podcasts. But what is the real time? What does that mean?
Well, that's a really good question because they just rolled this out today, I think. And the deal is that, okay, so, you have a Dropio account.
Yep.
You sign into your account, you upload the file, you send it to me, I download it. Instead of doing this sort of email type of an exchange, you sign in, I sign in, and you transfer it to me as if you were sending a file over Instant Messenger.
Oh, but it's through them.
But it's through them.
So it's really about file sharing.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, the same way that you would send something over Instant Messenger, it's sort of that real-time thing. Now, I haven't played around with it because I haven't had a chance to, but it's sort of like the instant aspect of it is, you know, it's enticing. It sounds great.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at it. They're using Jabber, XMPP, as their back-end protocol, which we are also setting up. We have an XMPP server, and we're setting this up. We could do this, too. This is very intriguing. I want to know more about this. Essentially, it's using chat. Every drop is assigned its own chat room on the Jabber session, and whenever a user views the drops, the front end automatically logs the server into the chat room. Now, you won't see that.
Right.
But that chat room will mediate anything like a file transfer, and it'll become kind of a live environment. This is exact. I'm very excited. I know this sounds, it's kind of hard to understand, but I'm very excited about XMPP. And this is going to, this I think is the future of Twitter and all of this stuff. We're going to, is this, because real time is what's going on here. It's messaging, real time messaging. And even Twitter is too slow. We're talking about doing it constantly, all the time in real time.
It is. I mean, why Twitter? Do you think Twitter hasn't? You know the real time friend feed. I know you use it because it's always running on your computer.
Yes,
when
I love it. I loves it.
Why isn't Twitter doing that? Why? Can they just not handle it?
Yeah,
they, you know,
they're back.
They just because that would be really fun. I mean, I don't know how I'd ever get any work done. I think I would just have to quit my job and sit and stare at Twitter feeds all day.
Why don't you use FriendFeed instead of Twitter?
Well,
I see your tweets come across on my real-time feed all the time.
Oh, yeah. I send everything to FriendFeed.
In fact, because of that, I learned that you are current news.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's correct.
So I'm following you in two different ways.
Oh, you are. I love that. Yeah, current. It's funny because I have to say it's, you know, for everyone, it's current underscore news, which is a Twitter account that I'm using at current, where I'm working. And it's interesting to not be myself, to represent it's not that I'm representing the company.
But you have a strong voice there. I mean, it's clearly you.
It's clearly me.
I mean, it doesn't say it's you, but I can hear your voice.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I'm coming through.
Yeah.
But that's because you know me, I think. I don't know that everyone would necessarily hear that, but it is interesting to be thinking about, because you know, a lot of people have very streamlined personal Twitters. They talk about certain things, you know, they're very good at branding themselves. I don't really do that, at least not on my personal one. It's just fun. I worry about branding too many other places. I don't really need to always be promoting myself on Twitter, maybe just a little, but not all the time. But at current, you know, it's not about me. It's about the news channel. So it's interesting. It's a different experience. So,
Well, I'm following it.
Well, thank you.
But I do, getting to your point, I mean, I think that having a real-time feed of this content would be fantastic. I think Twitter can't. By the way, stand back, because everybody's discovered Twitter now. You're even hearing about it on TMZ. I hear anchors on every news program on the dial begging people to follow them on Twitter. I think there's going to be a point at which this breaks. We're rapidly getting to the point where it's just not going to scale.
I don't know when that's going to be, but
I can't.
Maybe they've
solved their scaling problems. They've done such a good job that it can grow. But I think they must have hundreds of thousands of people joining every day now.
Some of the top users doubled their followers by 100,000.
Including you, right? No.
Oh, please. I don't even have 20,000.
You're not one of the suggested.
I got my followers the hard way.
Yeah, me too. You're not on that suggested list. Those people who are getting 5 and 10,000 a day are on the suggested list.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's infuriating, but whatever. We've talked about this before.
I don't want to be bitter. No, but I'm really interested. And what I think is happening, you know, now you hear, I was watching MSNBC this morning at the gym. Twitter and Facebook in the same sentence always. It's like the two.
It's the two heavy hitters.
It's Google, Twitter, and Facebook. That's it. That's the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And but I just wonder, can Twitter sustain? You know, it grows geometrically. Can it sustain this growth if all these people get active at once? Twitter's just going to. This is really. It's not. I think it can't be an individual company doing this. It's like the phone company. It's got to be. It's going to can't scale.
Well, and I sort of. So call me crazy or old fashioned, or I don't know, or maybe I'm missing the point, but they rolled out some new features. Actually, my Twitter account has not been updated yet, but many people are now getting search integrated on their front page with a little drop down for trends.
I didn't get that either. No.
And I'm sort
but
of.
I just use Power Twitter. I just use Power Twitter.
Yeah, which is. Power Twitter is great. I use it too. But for a lot of folks who don't use third-party apps or Firefox plugins or anything, you know, they're just going to the website. But I'm not, I don't know. I guess I'm not necessarily interested in what's trending up. Sometimes I am, and sometimes I'm not. You know, for example, Jimmy Fallon is always at the top of the trends. I mean, is he going to be at the top of the trends because he's on television?
That's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen.
And I'm just, you know, nothing against him. I'm sure.
Well, and I don't want to be. You're right. I don't want to be elitist and say, "Well, we were here first, and it doesn't really shouldn't be about Britney."
But it ends up just being sort of like, what's the most popular Google search, Britney, or you know?
You're right. What is the? I mean, when you look at the most popular Google searches, you can go 20 down before anything interesting happens.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's totally irrelevant, at least to me. So some of that stuff, I wonder. Okay, there's information to be gathered here. Do I care? I don't know if I care. I sometimes like to participate in little hashtag games like Follow Friday and Haiku Thursday or whatever the heck it is.
I do
just
that.
Just for fun.
Once in a while I'll do that. Yeah.
So
but it's
I'm
not
kind
a,
of
if it loses that feeling of a small community. You're not going to want to be there. And that's, I think, the risk that Twitter runs as. And this is a tough transition for anybody, any company in the internet. Mm-hmm. As they become more mainstream, do they lose the people who, you know, kind of the movers and shakers who really kind of move these trends along? It's tricky. Well, it'd be really interesting to see how they can make this transition. If you look at the top Google search for today, Ralph Mercado. Who is Ralph Mercado?
I don't know.
Number one, Judicial Watch. Number two, Orlando Pace. Number three, Lisa Renee Davis. Number four, Tina Davis. Number five, Uday and Kuse. Number six, Hotel Chandler. These are the top searches in the U.S.
Just say, I don't even know what's going on.
I just feel like I'm out of it.
I feel like I'm out of it.
Good.
I don't know what any of that was.
I'm an old guy, and you know, I expect to feel out of it.
I'm looking at news headlines all day. I should know this.
Who are all these people? Isn't that funny?
No.
Ralph Mercado.
Well, you know what's going to be really interesting, I think.
He's on fire right now.
Is to see what happens to Twitter after South by Southwest this year, because it got really popular in 2 years ago, in March, and where everybody came down there. A lot of people found out about it at the time.
That was where it really broke out, yeah.
And then last year, it just went crazy exponential growth on us. And it was South by Southwest last year. That was actually the time that I decided to pick it back up again after my Twitter account laying dormant for a few months because I just thought it was stupid.
Oh, Ralph Mercado is a music impresario who passed away today.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to his family.
Yeah. Public Enemy? I don't know what he did.
Public Enemy?
No.
The rap group?
No, I guess he was a Hispanic music, Latin music.
Oh.
So there you go. See, Google teaches you something.
Yes.
I don't know
Google
what.
Teaches me a lot. I don't use a lot of Google anymore. Isn't that sad? It just is the way it happened.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, how a trend and bad words in the trends could cost you a living if you're not careful.
That's right.
It did for one iPhone application. But we're going to talk right now a little bit about something that's close and near and dear to my heart, the good folks at Citrix and GoToMeeting. Have you ever used GoToMeeting?
No, make a good case.
I'm a fanatic for GoToMeeting, and I'm going to tell everybody about it right now. In fact, I'm going to tell you how you can do it for free for the next 30 days by going to GoToMeeting.com. /night. Night. Everything's /night. And make sure you spell it right. N-I-G-H-T.
Now, didn't it used to be spelled N-I-T-E, or am I nuts?
Briefly for a moment, we might have mixed it up and sometimes said N-I-T-E and sometimes say N-I-G-H-T. And I made an executive decree about a year ago saying, you know what? We need to stick with one. And it's going to be the right spelling, N-I-G-H-T, because that just makes more sense to me. So go to a meeting. You've seen the ads. They have some very funny ads where the people aren't traveling anymore. She rolls her car into the lake, sets her luggage on fire. The guy uses the chainsaw on his luggage. People are tired of traveling for business. It's too expensive. It's too time consuming. And who wants to take off your shoes at the security line? And then you get stuck in the middle seat and you're flying across. People don't do that anymore. It's bad business. It's a bad idea. GoToMeeting lets you hold your meetings online. You can start with a conference call. Now, I know that's not going to be the best way to do it. Conference call really is boring for people. So what happens is you got the conference call going. You say, okay, everybody go to GoToMeeting.com. Meeting idea 169342. You enter that in. They don't have to install any software, but suddenly they're seeing your computer on their screen. So now you say, look, this is how you use Blip FM. Or look, here's our new web designer. Look, here's our documents. Let's work on them together. Talk about real-time collaboration. GoToMeeting's been doing that for years. They invented this stuff. Citrix knows more about it than anybody else. Consistently an award-winning product as the best online meeting software. I've tried them all. This is the one you want to use. Easy to install, quick to install, no security issues, absolutely none. Fast, friendly, and you know what? You don't want your clients jumping through hoops if you're going to show them a PowerPoint presentation. You want to make it easy and engaging, and that's what GoToMeeting does. GoToMeeting.com/night. Go there right now. You'll get a month of unlimited meetings online, absolutely free, and you're going to love it. GoToMeeting.com/night. We thank him for supporting Net at Night, by the way.
Beautiful.
Tweety. You use Tweety, right?
Well, yes. No? Well, I just recently.
I was.
Full disclosure, I used to think that. Well, first I used Twitterific.
Yep, me too.
And then I used Twitter Phone.
Yep, me too.
And then it's like the iPhone apps keep getting better. You know what's funny is that I'll start seeing them in my Twitter stream via, you know, you see via the web or via Twitterific, or I started to see via Tweety.
Yep.
And I was like, what's Tweety? You know, and finally I realized, oh, it's an iPhone app. And it is by far the best.
It's very simple. I mean, it's not as gorgeous as, say, Twitterific.
No, but Twitterific is really limited. For as gorgeous as it is, it irks me.
You know why I use it? Because besides the fact that you can have, it's very clean looking, easy to use. You can have multiple accounts, because I have a couple. You do now, too.
Yes, that's
true. You need to post. It has searches and it remembers previous searches. So you can load in the searches and then you can go back and look at them again. And it has, and this is the thing that got it in trouble, but I think is really, really cool, a trend. So you could see what stories are trending up. Like Watchmen is trending up, of course, because everybody's talking about getting in line to see the Watchmen. Did you see it yet?
No, I haven't seen
it. I'm not going to go. I didn't like 300. Oh, look, somebody's calling me.
Oh, hello.
I'm sorry I just published your phone number on the live stream. I apologize. You should not call me when I'm on the air.
You're right, sir or madam. No, I didn't see Watchmen, and I don't really have a good reason. Well, you know, the reason I didn't see it last weekend
I hated
was
300.
Because I didn't want the hassle. It was opening weekend, and I'm not enough of a fangirl to want to see it whenever it's crazy and people are loud. I did hear absolutely go see it on the big screen. I didn't see 300, but it didn't get good reviews, and so I wasn't particularly interested in it. And Watchmen, from my experience with watching a movie and then reading the graphic novel, I've done that with a couple of things. Sin City, what's the other big one that was a...
300.
No, it wasn't 300. I didn't read that.
Sin City, Watchmen, Spirit? No, that's coming out later.
Oh, it was a few years ago. It'll come to me.
I remember you were really into Sin City.
Yeah. But I loved the movie, too. I loved the movie so much that I was like, I really want to read the graphic novel.
I remember that.
Sure enough.
Oh, I know one. That Sky Way of the World. Sky.
Oh, Sky Captain the World of Tomorrow?
Yeah, was that it? No.
No. I only saw the movie.
No.
What is wrong with me? Why can't I think of this? Anyway.
Art Spiegelman's Mouse?
No, that's not it either.
Wait a minute. You can't be Irish. You're Jewish.
Well, I'm I'm a little of everything, but I'm mostly Irish.
Okay, Bernadette.
Not that there's anything wrong with
Da Vinci Code.
No. Graphic novel. Stop that. Now you're just being. I don't remember. I must be. I don't know. I'm
all
just
right. It's fine. I know which one. They said it in the chat room. V for Vendetta.
Yes.
Yay,
yes!
Chat room. Thank you, Chris Stivers. You rock.
Thank you.
That was good with the mask and the whole thing.
Thank you for reading my mind. Yeah. I couldn't even do it.
No, the chat room reads my mind daily.
I love the chat room.
Yeah.
You guys
are amazing.
Rock.
I know. It's scary.
V for Vendetta. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. And you know what? I wasn't even close. In my mind, I wasn't in the V's yet. It was going to take a while.
Yeah. Do you do that? My wife does that. If she can't remember something, she'll start through the alphabet. A,
yes.
B. You do that? Does that work? It works for her.
Yes.
I don't understand why that would work.
Sometimes it takes a couple of, you know, I'll go.
A, B, C. She doesn't do that. I would get creeped out if she did that. That's like you're channeling or speaking in tongues or something.
It's an exorcist possessive kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it helps. I have to hear myself. And it comes out. 90% of the time, it will eventually. I might have to go through it a couple of times, but it'll come out. Wow, this is embarrassing.
No, I'm enjoying it.
A little weird.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying getting to know you better, little
good
mighty ball of steel.
So back to Tweety.
So they have this trend line, which I think is really cool. For instance, okay, I'm looking at it right now. Well, I mentioned Watchmen, and that's how we got off on this very deep digression.
Deep, disturbing.
You know what's big right now? Let me see. I feel like I can do it again. Ellen is big right now because Ellen DeGeneres today, just a minute ago on her show, mentioned she's tweeting. See, it's gone.
Really?
It's totally gone mainstream.
Absolutely.
And P. Diddy was talking about it with her on the show today, and P. Diddy says, "I have 100,000 followers." He's promoting Twitter. Ellen started one. It's called The Ellen Show. Okay. And so all these people are tweeting her name because Ellen, this is why I'm not going to be on Twitter much longer. It's like mainstream.
Well, the thing about it is that's a little silly is that, and I hope this doesn't sound like sour grapes because it's really not meant to. I worry that I just sound like sour grapes
anymore.
Because
I know
I'm not the top 100 or whatever. But every time a new celebrity signs up, we all got to talk about it for a week. I mean, let's just assume that everyone's going to. And does it have to be such a big deal? They signed up. So what? You know, do we all freak out when someone signs up for Facebook? Not really. We just sort of assume they're on there somewhere, right? I don't know.
I think you're right. I think it might become like that, right? It's just everybody's there.
You just assume that they're there. You know, like having a website or a blog. All the celebrities have a website. Maybe they're not updating it much themselves, but it's just assumed that they have an official place. Let's just assume that everyone's going to get a Twitter account and we can all just go back to sending each other files of cats running into walls.
You're right. Let's assume that. Anyway, Tweety.
Yeah.
It's the world's most roundabout way to tell a story, but that's kind of the show right there in a nutshell. In fact, it's the entire Twit network in a nutshell.
Uh-huh.
It's what they love us for, and if they don't, well, I'm sorry.
So Tweety went ahead and made an update.
1.3 or something like that, yeah.
1.3, yeah. And submitted it to the iPhone, the App Store.
Yeah.
iPhone App Store. And, you know, you have the App Store is already really clunky. People complain about it all the time because you submit and you sit and wait.
Yeah.
And there's weird reasons for rejection. And it doesn't even seem like Apple.
Right.
You know?
It's not.
One of these.
They're probably outsourcing it.
I'm sure, because it's not Apple. Usually they can pride themselves on their seamlessness and customer service and all of this stuff. And you've got iPhone app developers complaining about it all. That's all I hear about.
Right.
But okay, that's not all I hear about, but I do hear about it a lot. But so Tweety goes ahead and submits their update, and the App Store says, "No, we're rejecting you for swearing." Because the F bomb
appears in the trends.
Was in a popular Twitter trend. So Tweety, the app, was denied.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
And you'd think, and people are picking up the story because they're already very annoyed with the way that the app submission process has to work. But it's like saying, somebody likened it to saying, you know, it's like, what was it? He had a really good analogy. Let me pull up this article.
It's, you know, I'm just thinking that somebody, whoever they get to outsource this to, some, you know, housewife in Muncie, is going mm-hmm. through the application. She doesn't understand that trends are generated by Twitter. She just sees the F word there and goes, oh, that's it. I'm cutting you off. You've had enough.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to be in the store anymore.
Because it's a real problem because there are a lot of apps being submitted to
the
App
Store. Yeah,
maybe
they can't keep up. Maybe that's it.
Well, I certainly can't. I'm not really interested in app games, and there are a lot of apps that just aren't of any interest to me, but they are for other people. But they all deserve a chance to be fairly scrutinized. You know, the Twitter trends, that's not a Tweety feature. That's something that happens within Twitter, and that's something that, you know,
they're supposed to make a program that whenever there's a bad word in Twitter, it, mm-hmm. it blocks it. Boy, that'd be a popular program. Everybody would want to download that.
Woo. Yeah. If only parents knew enough about Twitter to install things like that. They don't know.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I'm
mad because, frankly, I like Tweety and I want to get the update. I want the update. But anyway, that's just
the
stupid ass process.
For the rest of us, it's just an annoyance. It's annoying, and we don't need to. We live in a real-time world. App Store.
Get with it.
Get with the program.
All right, I have to go out and blip some songs. I'm itching to blip.
You are not.
I am itching to blip. Wait till you see. I'm going to blip so many songs, you won't believe it. The Scorpions. Bob Dylan. ABBA.
Who else do I like? Oh, that's the Beatles.
They say that when you get past 27, your music taste is frozen. Has your musical taste frozen?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir. In fact, I would say it has experienced a renaissance of sorts. I am really interested in new music more than I was a few years. Well, I don't know if I'm more than I was a few years ago, but it definitely hasn't slowed down.
No, I think that
was a few years ago.
I think that it started for me with Napster. I had kind of lost interest, and Napster revitalized my interest, and I was downloading music and going, oh, I haven't thought about that song in ages. It was music you couldn't find in music stores. You couldn't find anywhere. Then, of course, the ability to buy online is really, I buy much more music than I've ever bought, you know, since I was a teenager probably. And now stuff like Blip FM, the music industry should be jumping up and down.
Right. You know what's funny is that people, friends, they'll get into my car and they make fun of me because I still listen to terrestrial radio.
That is a little odd.
I listen to
K-Fog. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
I just do. It's just one of those things.
God bless you, Sarah Lane.
Well,
you're the last one.
It's true. And I'm made fun of. I am ridiculed by my peers, my comrades, everybody. Oh, you know, why don't you get this? And the thing is that I like the element of somebody serving stuff to me. If I'll choose the genre, I know what I'm getting for the most part with radio stations. I choose my genre, and then I kind of want to be surprised because there is something about your favorite song being played on the radio or Pandora or whatever. Well, Pandora's a little different, but same idea. And it's a song you like, and you're like, ah, yes, I love the song. And you don't get that same rush when you play it yourself from a file
that's
that you
really own. Interesting. I think you're right.
It's certainly the way, that's the case for me. I just, it's like
affirming.
A game or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so these kinds of services where there's a little bit of a, hey, you may or may not like this, check it out, let's see, let's do a little experiment. I love it because when I find something that I like, I'm so much more excited than if I went and bought the music and downloaded it. And if I get to that point, I already know that I'm going to like the music and then I'm happy for different reasons. But yeah, I like that. I like the surprise part of it. So Blip and Last.fm, you know, I'll listen to my neighborhood library of folks that I'm connected to. And I really do discover a lot of music that way. I really have to like something that somebody gives me that I discover through a friend. I really have to like something in order to go and buy the album. Yeah. But when you do, you're so thankful.
I'm excited.
Half the time, these are not people that that are going to cross my path otherwise. Yeah. I'm just not going to know about them. So.
Well, you go listen to the radio. I'm going to go blip. And everybody have a great week. I don't know if Amber will be back next week. She's making noises like she might be.
She said she told us she'd plan to. And I told her, if you can't, please don't feel bad because I love doing the show.
I think
her fans are, you know, aching for.
We could. Now we have the means with Skypeosaurus. We could have both of you do the show.
The try show.
I could step back and let you two do it, which I think would really probably be a better show.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No Leo and Ned at night?
I think that'd be okay. Well, I'll talk to Amber. We'll see. But I want to keep you. I want to keep you in the game. You could be special internet correspondent.
Ooh,
Sarah Lane.
So how about special internet agent?
Okay.
Cool.
SIA. Done. She's in the SIA.
Right.
Sarah Lane, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, Leo.
Net at night.
Goodbye.